It's time. It's Within Brimskin time. Oh, hell yeah.
Welcome to Within Brimskin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind, as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down.
My God, Carvass is in the hits house.
How y'all doing?
Yes! Anyway, Within Brimskin brought to you by Kikkoman Traditionally Brewed Soy Sauce, Making Soy Sauce Cool Again, Mane and Tail Hair Care Products, Discover the secret, and Bayer Dynamic, high-quality audio technology, the right product for everything you need.
Hell yeah.
Boom! So, I don't know if you're familiar with this, but Mr. Goncalves, Python, okay?
Nice.
So now, every time you hear the secret word, what do? You scream real loud.
Ah!
There we go. So let's remember what the secret word is. Yes, that's our little, Home Alone.
That's
you know,
a lot. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. He goes for a while.
I'm about it.
You can pick up what you're putting down.
Anyway, I wanted to start this week's WBS off with a public service announcement.
Today's secret word is
unarmed, innocent people, especially children. You are a complete and utter coward who deserves nothing else but to be ripped to shreds in the most brutal and humiliating way. Not only that, but your entire family should be wiped clean from this earth, considering they were too frickin' dumb to realize how effed up you really actually were. Now, I want to send my utmost loving condolences to all the families who lost loved ones in this past week's 3 mass shootings. This is an epidemic, people. It's real. These scumbags have desecrated not only the value of life, but the sanctity of our freedom to enjoy living. The fact of the matter is, this is just, it's unfathomable. How, this continues to keep happening and happening and happening in our country. Let's think about where these disgusting events took place. Now, a local food festival in California, a Walmart in Texas, a nightclub in Ohio, all things that most people have done regularly. And anyone could have been victim to these heinous events. And the fact of the matter is that it's scary. It really is scary. What about you guys? What do you think?
Yeah, no, it's terrifying. It is absolutely terrifying. It's so much of a bigger problem than people think.
Yeah.
It really is. I mean, we are the only country, and I don't want to get too political because that's just not me in general, but we are the only country that has a mass shooting every single year, and it's insane. Every single year, minimum of one. There was a time, I'm getting there.
Oh, yeah.
There was, I forget what the number was, but it was in the triple digits already for just 2019.
It's insane.
Yeah.
3 in the past week. What about you, Goncalves?
It's bad.
I just try not to get too political. I mean, it's disgusting. There's so many different routes you could go about, you know, like how they got there and everything. I'm just a firm believer in the whole, like, just don't give them that spotlight because promotes it.
Don't say the name of the shooter. Don't give them that platform. Just give the name of the people who tried their best to help and, of course, the names of the victims.
Yeah.
There's some sick people out there.
Well, the fact of the matter is people are disgusting, and there are so many more out there than you can even fathom. It's really disgusting that you've got these people that one, they're collecting guns, and that's cool. I'm fine with people collecting guns. The right people, if you are. If you have the interest in guns, you have the interest in doing it legally, you have the interest in going shooting, I'm all for that. My grandfather was a range officer. He was in the military. My father was in the military. The fact of the matter is that the people that are doing this are just mentally unstable. How are they getting these guns legally? I don't understand.
That's something.
It might not even be legal. You could always say it's legal, but I mean,
this is true.
Black not. Market and everything like that. Mm-hmm. There's ways of getting it. It's just one of those questions. I don't know if there's really an answer.
There is no answer.
There's no good answer.
The only way to be able to nip this in the bud is for, people to be more conscious. Honestly, I think if more people carried, less things would happen, to be completely honest.
Here's the thing,
though. And that's a double-edged sword there as well.
At the Walmart, though, a lot of people were open carrying.
Oh, well, in Texas.
In Texas.
And nobody
did a thing.
Well, that's crazy.
So, in a way, I do get where you're coming from.
Yeah.
But there's also going to be a lot of cases where that just won't.
This is true.
I mean, it's not the only thing that a good guy with a gun is going to stop a bad guy with a gun. Not all cases.
Certainly not all cases. How insane is it that these are kids? They're between 18 and 24.
Yep.
You know, no offense. I mean, no, I know you're young, but no, I mean, I don't see Goncalves walking into a place and shooting it up. You know what I mean?
No.
I mean, if we treat him the way we treat him.
No. Goncalves is great. He loves it. I know. What do you call it? Anyway, so just to nip this in the bud, I am absolutely saddened for the state of our country and worried about the future. At this point, as far as I know now, there's 35 dead and over 80 injured in the last week. So something has to change. Okay. So moving along to better news.
Please.
Well, maybe not necessarily better, but lighter news. Maybe not lighter, but at least it's a little more humorous news.
This is heavy.
Are you guys ready for this?
Yeah, go for it.
All right. Now here we go. So you guys like hot dogs, right? Yes.
Yeah.
You like some hot dogs?
Yeah, it's a great lunch.
Diggity dogs. He's like, anyway, yeah. So I could speak to you even if you don't speak. So anyway, I've also got to believe that you guys enjoy ice cream, right?
We all scream for ice cream.
You like ice cream. I like ice cream. Anyway, so Oscar Mayer is unleashing ultimate havoc by releasing hot dog ice cream made with none other than actual hot dogs.
That just makes me moister than
nice.
So hot dog infused ice cream, ladies and gentlemen. Now, on the IMD boat.
We've had bacon infused ice cream.
That's what I was going to say.
It's not far off.
I'm about it.
However.
Yeah.
Why not?
I don't know. It gets worse, but.
What are they going to do? Take the dirty water from the dirty water dogs of New York City and just infuse it with vanilla? I mean, yeah, that I understand.
Don't
also,
tempt
horribly
me.
Gross. I'm not going to threaten you with a good time. I'm just going to give it to you.
The IMD boat, we had some delicious, alcohol-infused stuff, which was great.
Yeah, we did.
What do you call it? That was badass. And what do you call it? I know that was relished with candied bacon and so forth. Now, here it is. Like, I'm thinking this is kind of crossing the line. Mm-hmm. Hot dogs are not too far off from bacon. Yes, I get it. But, I mean, that's a completely different flavor profile.
You need the bun flavor too.
Oh, we're getting there.
The bun's got to be good too. Yeah. It can't just be some stale white piece of crap.
No. Okay, so here we go. So this, I believe, is crossing the line. All right, now here it is. Now, Oscar Mayer, they're revealing it here in New York. Mm-hmm. So we're based in New York. Hey, and Mr. Z, where's New York?
Oh, Jesus, you're going to really make me do this all the time, aren't you? It is New York, which is on Long Island. Is in New York, which is on the eastern seaboard of the United States, in North America, in the western hemisphere of the planet Earth, in the galaxy of which we call the Milky Way.
Are you tired?
Yeah, a little bit.
You look exhausted.
I've only slept like 4 hours today.
You sound so unenergetic.
It's nothing about. It's not you. It's me.
Well, sir, wake up, baby. Anyway,
intravenous caffeine to me, please.
So it's dubbed the ice dog sandwich. All right, it's a candied hot dog swirled ice cream, spicy mustard flavored ice cream. Not the new mustard ice cream from French's Mustard, by the way. Ill. Okay, you guys, did you know about that?
No.
The mustard. You should see Mike's face. We should be filming this right now because let me tell you.
Can I be honest? Like, I really wanted the White Castle candle that they were making for a while.
Yeah, but that works.
But now I kind of want White Castle to do their own like ice cream now.
Oh.
Because if we're going to go this far, why not just go all the way?
Nope. Anyway.
I'm going to say nope to all these dogs.
Yeah, no, this is bad. What do you call it? Right. So, all right. Then the cookies that will serve as buns. So there's going to be cookies.
Okay, so it's an ice cream sandwich.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not too far.
No. They're going to be revealing these on the iconic Wienermobile. So as you know, some of you may or may not know, I am an official hot dogger, as is Zambo.
And Kim.
And Kim, yeah, and Tom from GHR.
Yes, Thomas
you guys
as well.
Are official hot doggers.
We are wieners. We are the hot doggers. Yeah,
hot dog du jour.
So the week of August 12th, they're going to be driving around Manhattan, and just kind of like an ice cream truck, they're going to be passing out these ice dog sandwiches for anyone interested in taking on hot dog flavored ice cream. So I think that's a no for me, dog.
Yeah, I'm going to say no.
No. What
I'm gonna
about
say
you?
A little bit of no.
Let's try it out.
You're going to try it?
Yeah.
I'll try it.
If you guys are going to hate on it, I got to try it.
No, no, no. All right. I never said I wasn't going to try it. It's just that I know I ain't going to like it.
Yeah, I'm not.
Try it. It's like when we had the crickets. I ain't going to like it. But I'm going to try it.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Fair enough. Fair enough. Let's do this. Let's take a quick break. We'll be back with Within Brimskin.
Hi, this is Charles Martinet, the voice of Mario and Luigi and a whole bunch of other pals there. And you're listening to my pal, Brim. Woohoo!
Border hounds, food hounds, GHR fans, let's get social. Hit me up on all my official social media, at The Real Brimstone on Instagram, Entrance to Hell on Twitter, relax, it's only a gimmick, and at Brimstone on Facebook. Connect direct with your main man from the wasteland. I only communicate on my official accounts, so beware and be aware of fakes. Catch you on the interwebs.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Kikkoman!
Prepare your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior.
Yada!
Traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Kikkoman!
Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman!
Making soy sauce kick again.
Hey, this is Carol Spinney, better known as Big Bird and Oscar the Grouch from Sesame Street. And you're listening to my good friend, Brimstone.
Ugh, I can't seem to find a hotel room online.
Ooh, it's convention season. Looks like someone's trying to book a room in my hotel. And I, Baron Von Bigwig, am going to raise my prices.
Why are they so expensive? I'm on a budget.
Did someone say budget? I am Budget Hero, and my faithful companion...
Penny Saver!
Wow, it's the Red Roof Geek Guild.
No autographs.
My boy. Do you have a passion for geek culture?
Of course!
Try this! Visit budgetheroes.com to find over 600 Red Roof Inn properties.
Then?
Enter the code 625626.
To save 15%!
Hey, that's my line!
It worked! Thanks, Budget Heroes!
We saved today!
I see what you did there.
up, save today!
I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for Red Roof. I'll get you next time, Budget Heroes!
Once upon a time, there was a prince and his beautiful horse.
Whoa, girl. You're still fresh from this morning's bath. That mane and tail deep moisturizing shampoo and conditioner always works like a charm.
Oh, dear prince, I'm the Lady of the Lake.
The fabled woman of the water.
Your horse's mane and tail look positively radiant.
Why, thank you, fair maiden. But wait, what happened to your hair? Legends say that yours was the most beautiful thine eyes had ever seen.
Aye, it was once. But 500 years in the lake make one lose its luster.
You may be magical, but I have the solution that will repair, rebuild, and rejuvenate your hair!
Dear prince, you have discovered the secret?
And with that, the brave prince handed the lady a flask of the finest mane and tail.
Hear, hear, fair lady!
Mane and tail has lifted my curse! My hair has become healthy, soft, and silky once again!
Mane and tail hath restored your magic! Let us celebrate!
Huzzah!
Discover the secret within your own fairy tale by visiting ye old shopping centers or scrolling online at maneandtail.com.
What's up, guys? I'm Daniel Logan. I'm Young Boba Fett in Star Wars Attack of the Clones and also the Clone Wars the cartoon series. You are listening to The Dark Side with my guy, the one and only, Brim. Keep listening, because there's a lot more bounties ahead.
So, we're back to Within Brimskin, and yes. Speaking of eating, did anyone see the most recent report of the olive python who swallowed a nearly 9-foot, 220-pound crocodile
whole? You said a certain word.
Yes.
Thank you. No one else looks this up, by the way.
Like, no, he just
have
done.
You heard this? No.
No. But it's like news.
What news are you searching?
It's freaky news. Actually, my wife sent this to me. It was pretty funny.
Okay.
No, listen, this mm-hmm. happened in Queensland, Australia.
Okay.
And, you know, it was caught on camera. This is like all sorts
already
of crazy
completely
and wrong.
Understandable because Australia.
This is caught on camera by a kayaker. And I have questions. I have questions.
Yeah.
First of all, if I saw this happening, first and foremost, I would be thanking heavens that the snake didn't eat me. That's the first thing.
Yeah.
Now, and it grabbed something other than me. And the fact that the crocodile is 220 pounds and is less, you know, in terms of weight than I am, that's you know, hey, good thing. Good
terrifying.
Thing. You know what I'm saying? Because they could have gotten a bigger meal with me. So I'm good. But then second of all, I would have hightailed it the hell out of there. Would you? Would you be sitting there taking pictures?
No.
Oh, gee.
Well,
a huge python. Ah!
How close
is sitting and eating. You're right there. The pictures were like really close.
Yeah, you got to do it for the gram.
No!
Yeah.
Do it for the TikTok.
Yeah. I could.
Yeah, do it for the TikTok.
Do it for the TikTok.
Do it for the TikTok.
A TikTok croc.
TikTok croc. Do it for the TikTok.
No, no, man. I can't.
OS, man.
No,
fine.
No. You know what? Man. Well, he apparently the guy did it. He took pictures and then he shared it with I guess the Wildlife Guild out there or whatever,
and then they
put it out there. But I'm telling you, man, as much as I'd love to visit Australia, the fact of the matter is it seems like the animals there are absolutely as vicious as they come.
I'm pretty sure that there's a part in the Australia International Airport. I think it's Sydney, actually, International Airport, where you just walk down a hallway of, these are the things that can kill you. Avoid them. Like, that's literally just a giant, like, museum hallway of just avoid all this crap.
Yeah?
I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
The size of my pug.
I know! No!
Maybe worse.
They're like, eat your face. What's that creature? What was
that? Facehugger?
Oh, from Alien?
Yeah, that was Alien.
Facehugger, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
no. Oh, man. No, animals, man, the animal universe is freaking brutal. That's metal, man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's hardcore metal.
Oh, yeah.
You showed me, like, brutal. A ton of different, like, Insta sites.
I showed you I think it was the alligator, and it was just messing up that, I think it was like a penguin or something. Two completely different parts of the world, now that I think about it. Had to be a zoo.
I don't know what it
was. Oh, it was nasty.
It's horrible.
Like, yeah, I'm about that.
Like, there are some real crazy things that you can find on the internet.
Yeah, Nature's Metal.
Nature's,
I think that's the Instagram account, at Nature's Metal.
Yeah.
Nature is Metal.
Have you seen any of that?
I've seen a few of it.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
I don't follow the account personally because I just forgot to, but now that I am reminded of this point, I'm going to have to.
It's crazy.
Yeah,
like,
we're weak.
The things that these creatures do to each other, God, imagine they got a hold of a freaking human. That's why I'm like, look at these morons letting their kids walk around crocodiles and alligators all
the
time.
Listen, the only reason why we're at the top of the food chain is because we have an actual language that is literally describable with opposable thumbs.
There you go.
We got it.
Yeah. Seriously. No. Have you seen the things with the kids? There was one kid, I think it was in Florida not too long ago.
Yeah.
That
sounds about right.
It's like, what do you not expect your kid to become kibbles and bits?
Were they white?
Yeah, no, I don't think so, actually.
That's a surprise.
Yeah, no. But it's like, how do you do this? Like, all right, let's just let my 2 or 3 year old run free when there's alligators and stuff hiding in the like water right there. Not even hiding. The kids were playing around the alligators, the farm. It was an alligator farm that the family owned. And all of a sudden, I don't know where my kid went. Let's go. I don't know. I haven't seen my 2-year-old in the last day. Well, first of all, how do you lose track of a kid over 24 hours?
It's called natural selection.
And also,
it's
so
true.
Can I also say meth?
Okay.
Meth.
Listen, this is why I keep saying Thanos should have won. Like, make life a little easier.
Thanos, like, should have won.
He should have won.
But you don't like Thanos.
So
you call him Thanos.
Thanos. No, he's my boy Thanos, man. He should have won.
Thanos.
They got half the population. What did they say in the movie? Yo, they got whales in the Hudson now. Yeah.
All right, I give you that. I want to see whales. I saw a thing.
I'm afraid to see London first.
I saw a video from here on Long Island. There were two, I believe, humpback whales that almost damn tipped over like this little dinghy that they like breached.
Hell,
and this woman's going, aah! I'm going, man, that's pretty damn cool. If that happened next to me, I'd be like, oh, snap, that's amazing. This woman, like, lost her ish. Like, it was crazy.
It's actually pretty funny. Yeah.
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 Have you seen that?
I
have the video. I'll send it to you.
I heard about it, but I didn't see the video of it.
You got
to
see the video. I would have been like, oh my God, look at this. Like when we were fishing, I went fishing last weekend. And what do you call it? You know, every year there's some cool stuff, but this past year, the sea life was like ridiculous. It was like Bikini Bottom. It was unbelievable. Yeah. There was we were going from one point to the other, and all of a sudden it's called a school of dolphin? I don't know if it's a school of dolphin. A gaggle of dolphins.
I don't know.
A whole grouping of dolphins.
Yes.
Started following the boat, and they were like jumping in and out of the water in the wake. It was ridiculous. It was gorgeous. It was amazing.
It's a pod of dolphins. That's what it was.
We were pulling up while we were fishing. We were pulling up like a whole ton of starfish. There was a puffer fish that came out. It was crazy. I'm telling you, it was like Bikini Bottom. It was crazy. Look at
awesome.
See now, I can't stop with Gon Calves.
Why?
Because he is always with the. And he didn't even realize that he was doing it. And then he made me start doing it. Like, I don't know why, but like for some reason I'm in tune with the
For real.
Tell the for real story.
For real.
Oh, you guys haven't told it.
I haven't told
times?
The for real. Well, not we, on we here. Started like for a half a second last week, but it was.
They're like, we can't.
Yeah.
It takes too much time.
Yeah, to make a long story short, Milwaukee to Nashville was a fun time. It was like 4 a.m. or whatever when we took that plane.
Yeah.
And shout out to Southwest for having the best flight attendant that I've ever had. That guy wouldn't stop with like the dad jokes and the one-liners, and he. At one point woke us up. It's like 6 a.m. and we hadn't slept since, I don't know,
ever
yesterday.
Yeah.
And he just kept on ending it with his quote, for real.
Howdy-ho! He was cheery as F.
He was great. That was probably his first like flight of the day or whatever.
Yeah.
He was
That's
what
gotta
a
be.
Champ.
He was happy.
I wanna hear him on his last flight of the day. Hey. Exit to the left and right.
For real.
Pull the tab. Have a good day.
Anyway, so yeah, no, this dude was like for real. He was a mix between like George Takei and I don't know, and something else. I don't know. It was amusing. It was very amusing. It was
Matthew
very
McConaughey.
Cycles.
Who's
that guy?
He was that guy. He was weird.
Certainly that.
Anyway, talking about the old Animal Kingdom thing.
Yeah.
What do you call it? I'm sure at this point, and you guys had to have heard of this because I know I've spoken about it before. But the swarms of grasshoppers that invaded Sin City. You guys have seen that?
No.
Nope.
What?
Locusts.
Locusts. Again? Well, they're grasshoppers.
Yeah.
Vegas legitimately found something that is staying in Vegas. That they don't want to stay there, okay? The fact is they're being plagued by millions of bugs called pallid-winged grasshoppers. And these things are in by the millions, okay? It is, like, absolutely, like, flooding the entire area.
What do they do? Are they just, like...
Well, they're covering.
Vegetation killers?
They're covering. No, they're actually not bad. They're not causing any crazy harm. They're basically they've been attracted to the big neon lights. And they're currently like covering all the pavement, the light sources. They don't bite. They don't carry any disease. So you know, albeit disgusting, they're posing no threat
around.
To humans.
So they're just annoying.
Oh, if you see it, it's like thousands and thousands, I mean, millions.
It's probably
of,
a little terrifying.
Bugs. I mean, it's like the plague is coming true.
Yeah, but that's got to be like not the worst thing to get in Vegas.
And well, I mean, other than chlamydia, I mean,
I was going to say that. By
the way, you know, fun fact, as we were talking earlier, koalas apparently all have chlamydia.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that a real true thing?
Don't sleep with a koala.
Well, I wouldn't be sleeping with a koala, although I couldn't say as much for Steve.
Oof.
Ha ha.
Oof. How the strict.
Okay, so it says the strain of chlamydia that infects koalas is not the same that infects humans, but it is a sexually transmitted in the same way.
Genetic evidence from
the chlamydia bacteria suggests that koalas were infected by the disease through transmission from livestock, specifically sheep.
Canada.
I mean, there's no koalas in Canada.
That's
but
Australia, you dingus.
I don't care. I'm blaming Canada.
You racist. I don't know.
Anyway, those grasshoppers, just so you guys know, the invasion is expected to last for just a couple more weeks. So they're going to be migrating north. And hopefully that will end soon for these poor Vegas people.
Fingers crossed.
Let's take a quick break. We'll be back with Within Brim's Skin.
Ooh.
Scoop.
Hey, it's Brim. If you like what you're hearing here on Within Brim's Skin, catch me with my crew on the Grindhouse Radio, on iTunes, Google, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and over 20 other networks, with new episodes launching weekly at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tune in and get with the program. GHR, it's where it's at.
Hey, where's Liz?
Give me a sec. Let me give her a buzz.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, girl? You coming down to the beach?
The beach? Oh, I'm totally there. I'll see you guys in a bit.
Oh, snap! That thing takes calls?
Oh, this is my cool new toy. It's the Phonem by Beyer Dynamic. It's more than just a glorified speaker.
That's cool.
It has a Bluetooth range of 10 meters, and not only can I have it here at the beach, but I can plug it in and use it for conference calls at my office too.
Aw, man, that sounds awesome. I'm definitely gonna pick one up.
You can snatch one up right now until July 15th for only $2.99.
For more information on Beyer Dynamic products, please visit BeyerDynamic.com. That's www.beyerdynamic.com.
Hi, this is Stan Lee, and you're listening to Grindhouse Radio with my old pal Brimstone, Excelsior.
No work, no effort, just the ride. Boss Hoss Cycles. Live fast, live wild, live free. BossHoss.com. Find the location near you. Experience life. Boss Hoss Cycles. Be the boss of the open road.
Hey, this is Steve Coulter from The Walking Dead. I played Reg, and you are listening to my brother Brimstone on the radio.
Welcome to the Green Turtle. I'm Carlos, the manager of our East Meadow, New York location. Have you been here before? We're a family-friendly sports-themed bar and grill. Not in New York? You can visit us at any of our 40-plus locations across the country. Enjoy one of our amazing beer and lunch specials throughout the week. Or come in and watch any game or UFC fight on over 67 TVs. As a matter of fact, each booth has its own TV for your personal viewing experience. Don't forget about happy hour. Come with friends or make some new ones at the bar where everybody knows your name. Be sure to visit us at thegreenturtle.com and join our rewards program today. Don't be a turtle. Our seats fill up fast, and we'll see you next time at the Green Turtle.
And we're back to Within Brim's Skin.
Ooh.
So if grasshoppers weren't alarming enough,
yeah,
what happens when you have thousands of humans entrapped on a floating ship in the middle of the ocean, inhibited with liquor?
Orgy?
Well, that would be more fun, probably, than what would have happened. You know they're doing a second Titanic.
Yeah, it's taking the same route and everything.
That's just rude.
I don't know what kind of moron is going to get on that ship. But
well, here's the thing. I mean, with global warming and everything, that iceberg that hit them originally ain't there no more.
Oh, no, so, it's not.
They're fine. They're fine. It's gone.
I would not be stepping foot on that again.
No.
I would not be. It's not happening.
I would.
Why? How? Why?
He's the guy who's the devil's advocate. You know that.
That's the
2019.
That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever said.
It's
heard.
Probably not even operated by, like, steam anymore. It's probably operated by, like,
Computers,
like artificial intelligence.
No. Definitely computers.
No.
They got GPSs on the phones now. They didn't have that back then.
Cancel that bitch.
Cancel it. No. Uh-uh.
You're wrong.
You could think I'm wrong. You could, if you'd like, you could go on that ship. Tell me all about it.
That
if you
thing's
make it
run
back.
By oil money. They ain't making mistakes.
Well, anyway, this was not the Titanic. This was actually the Britannia. What do you call it? The Britannica, I believe
Britannica.
And a mass.
Encyclopedia Britannica.
A mass brawl, all right, took place about a week ago while returning from a week-long cruise to Norway. So
it was a mutiny.
A huge fight broke out. There was like drinking, huge celebration, huge fight broke out.
Hell yeah.
Plates, furniture were used as weapons.
Yeah,
like
buddy.
It got bloody, it got bad. They like
hell
some
yeah.
people stayed and fought and other people ran away.
What was it?
Yeah.
The Norwegians?
No, it was like other people they went to visit Norway.
If
but,
it was a Norwegian,
but
I mean,
yeah,
they
must have gotten like all hyped up in that whole
twisted.
Viking thing.
Yeah. a little more than twisted.
What would you do?
Shout out to that ship, man. That's
I don't
they know.
Know
how to party.
Well, they got arrested, but you know, yeah. like
I would, like, would you join in? Would you?
Yeah.
Me too. I probably would. Come on. To be honest, yeah. I would probably jump in.
Oh my, this is not fair. Like, come on.
No, I would.
Oh well, you my, join. The rapscallions are at it again. I'm going to go back to my quarters.
What is that? What's going to happen? Watch.
There's got to be some people that like ran for the hills. Like, oh my god.
Yeah,
you know, seriously.
Cowards.
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
Nah, man.
But it was men and women, and they scrapped. Like, look, if you were on that boat and or you the Coast Guard and you had to handle that stuff, like, what would you do? I mean, I would be like, all right, I'm gonna put you on a dinghy and just put you out into the water. Good luck getting back.
Nah, dude, just start playing some death metal.
Well,
hell yeah,
like, we're rocking this boat. Let's do it.
Well, we're on whatever
waters.
We're all going
to jail anyway.
Whatever waters we're on, you know. I guess, you know, if you go off, it's fair game.
Listen,
right?
They're going to jail anyway. Might as well make the most out of it. Why not?
Okay, fair enough. The what do you call it? It was crazy, man. Because I did not expect that to happen. You know how do you get into like a huge ass fist fight all out with furniture and everything on a cruise ship? I mean, you know.
I mean, I think it all started probably with like just one drunk dude saying stuff to another drunk dude.
Oh, they were all drunk.
I know, but then it just kind of built up. It was like one of those flooding moments that just slowly built up. Hell and back.
Listen, man, people,
you know what I mean?
With alcohol can do anything. I've seen more fights at Frankie Valli shows than anything.
First of all, I'm sad for the fact that you went to Frankie Valli shows.
I worked them. I used to work the shows.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true.
I used to work all the shows, and Frankie Valli, surprisingly enough, was the most fights I've seen outside of, like, MMA events.
That's insane. Well, you want to know why? It's because it's all people, like, the older folks. What is that?
Yeah.
This is the music that was playing as they were all fighting.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I could do that.
I'll throw elbows right now.
Yeah. I'd be tossing people over the ship. Look at him! Right out the hole.
Rip and tear, everybody.
Out of the captain off, been like, I'm the new captain now, bitch.
Dude, and you hear this, and now you know why people do Frankie Valli.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, well, I mean, think about it. Like, Sherry Baby. Like, I'm already splitting people open.
Like, walk really, like a man, talk
like a man. Dude.
All right, I'm with you on that.
It's wild.
All right.
Hell yeah.
Let's kill that. Anyway. So talking
about death metal Frankie Valli, that's what I'm talking
hell
about.
Yeah.
So speaking about people.
I bet you that exists, though, now that I'm thinking about it.
Speaking about people losing their heads, the FBI discovered a bucket of human heads and sewn together corpses, Frankenstein style, at a now defunct Phoenix Body Donation Center.
Oh, wait, yes, I heard about this.
Have you heard about,
I heard
did
about
you,
this?
Wait.
You're in shock and awe right now.
So basically, people can donate their bodies to science when they die,
yes.
Right? This place in particular took them, but didn't actually donate the bodies to where they were supposed to go.
Nope.
Yeah. So, like, let's say your grandma dies and goes, I want to go to cancer research because maybe it can help somebody.
Nah.
So what did
you turn it into a lampshade? This dude, man.
I hate your stinking.
I don't.
So what? They're taxidermizing.
Yeah.
My nana.
No. Yeah. No.
Your
no.
Nan just became a lawn chair.
So this. Okay. So this company, they've been accused of carelessly dismembering and storing bodies to sell around the world on the black market. So in this raid, they found unlabeled body parts in freezers, other body parts thrown on top of each other without identification of who or where they came from, or what or who they came from, I should say. And get this, men, prepare for this. You guys ready?
Yeah,
you ready?
A sack of dicks, right?
Okay. Yes, a bucket full of severed genitalia. Oh my god!
Genitalia.
Can you imagine a python? Sitting in that freaking
There's
bucket.
There's probably been a few
I
of
hate
them.
Myself.
Thanks, I hate it.
Yo, like, those people had to go to public school or something, too. Like, they know people. Like, imagine that some dude, like, yo, that's Ralph, man. He got into the black market genital business.
Who would have done? Why? Like, what?
He must have made some damn good money. Shame he got caught.
Wouldn't you, like, I mean.
How do you get involved? That's not a ZipRecruiter.
No.
As far as you know.
That's not LinkedIn.
Yeah.
Like, that's not Indeed.
How do you do? I don't even know how people find the freaking black market and the, what is it called? The dark web?
Yeah,
dark web is a deep,
we don't have enough time to get into that.
That's
conversation.
That's a lot. Yeah, there's a lot more to that.
The deep dark web. That's like crazy
stuff. Dark.
That's crazy. But how do you, man. First of all, how are you sitting and snipping off people's things?
Well, they're already dead, so they ain't feeling nothing.
So what? Well, you don't know.
We don't know. No, but you need to like walk down a certain like line to get there. Like, that's like you watch Faces of Death and then you get deep into that, but like normally, like we can't do that. We're not we're not bred for that.
No.
Like, I can't watch Dr. Pimple Popper. Yeah. So if you just gave me a bucket of dicks, the only thing you're getting out of me is like a Louis C.K. bit.
Okay, like, fair enough.
That's it. Like,
I would probably slap people with them.
I know exactly which bit, too.
I would probably be slapping people with them. I mean, you know. Like.
Oh, you're gonna hold them in your hand.
No.
Well, you gotta know when to hold them, know when to fold them. So.
Pay a pair of tongs and just start slapping people, throw them across the room. Yeah, like, right? Like, whip them.
Tomahawk
like,
them.
Whip it real good. You know
Tomahawk
what I'm saying?
Oh,
almost, yeah.
Make a flail. I'd make a flail.
A flail? What the hell's a flail?
Flail of dicks.
What the hell is a flail of dicks?
You can make a boomerang.
It's a weapon. A boomerang. Perfect.
A boomerang. That's pretty interesting. Like, I don't know, man. I don't know what the hell would be going through somebody's freaking head saying, all right, well, I'm just going to cut up these bodies and just, like, have I'm going to have some torsos here, some arms here, some legs there.
That's a flail.
Okay.
A flail is a giant stick with, like, a ball of spikes on the end. But instead of a ball of spikes,
I'll have
guess
balls.
What it is? Just balls.
Those are dudes I don't need to party with. You
know, no, man.
You don't need to party with those guys. I'm not interested in hearing them out. Like the ship people? Yeah, I want to hear that.
Yeah.
Shit. These guys?
Nah.
Yeah, I'm going to leave it to the side. You know?
You probably burnt nothing but ants as a kid. Let's just leave you alone.
Imagine the ship people met the wiener people. Right? Like, what kind of things would be going on there?
Oh, it'd be an orgy.
Oh,
but it would
I
be
thought you meant the ice cream for a second.
Oh, my God. Throw the ice cream in there, too. Circling the tree.
Instead of an orgy, it would be a blood orgy.
That's pretty nasty. So
that song would be playing again.
One of the bodies that they found, it was a large torso with, like, a tiny head that they stitched on. They stitched the flipping thing on. How do you do this?
They were trying to make a shrunken head.
Oh my God. The shrunken head.
Shout out to Ripley's.
Yeah, shout out to Ripley's. I still can't get over the fact that I held a shrunken head.
Yeah, that's disgusting. You're a nasty individual.
I am. It's a live head. It was a person's head.
What would you name him?
What would I name him?
Tracy.
He had a name. I don't remember what it was. I would name him Melvin.
Melvin?
Melvin, yeah.
Okay.
What's up, Melvin?
Isn't that the actual name of like the character from Beetlejuice too?
I don't know. Melvin?
I'm going to look it up. I'm curious.
I don't know. But it is coming towards the end of the show. And if it is, I mean, maybe. Well, what's the guy's name?
Find out right now.
All right,
his name is
Harry
the Hunter.
Harry the Hunter. Well, we'll name him Harry instead. Anyway, I want to thank you all for, again, tuning into Within Brimskin. I want to thank Mr. Goncalves for joining us here today. And Zambezi, thanks for being my wingman.
Always a pleasure.
Please make sure to rate, review, subscribe, hit us up on all the social medias, and we'll be hanging again with you next week.